How you going, mate?
I'm all right. Yourself?
Yeah, going well, thank you.
Good to hear. Now, thought I'd get you on for a bit of a chat just about your time under the Hawthorn banner and Alistair Clarkson, of course, concluding after the game today against Richmond, which is happening as we speak. Now, this, of course, includes the 2008 Premiership. Tell us about Alistair and what he's like as a human.
He's a genius, but all round. But, yeah, look, Clarko the coach and Clarko the person, he's just, you know, loyal. He's honest. He's gentle and caring too, which, you know, a lot of people probably don't see or forget about quickly. But, he's always looking to improve everyone around him. It's going to be a big day today for the Hawks and with him and obviously Sean Burgon playing his 407th last game as well. So, he's an amazing person, Clarko.
Now, there's obviously all this rumour, speculation, innuendo that you could, you know, end up at another coaching gig. What do you think, in your heart of hearts, knowing the man himself, what do you think is going to happen come a little later this afternoon?
Yeah, look, I think you'll enjoy a couple of cold beers and reflect a little bit today. Yep. But, I don't think he'll rush into something quickly unless, you know, he can see some purpose and stability in it.
Yep.
Straight away. I think he'll... potentially, like he has stated, that he'll look to have 12 months off, but and that'll be purely just to reset with his wife and family and see if footy is what he's going to do. And if it is, then give another 12 months and the coaching landscape will open up a bit further, you'd think, and that way he can assess his options and make a measured decision rather than a quick one.
Because I think also as well, you've got to think, yes, he's been tied into the AFL system for so long, but for what he's done for not only AFL, but also for the Hawthorn Football Club, surely there'd be some other opportunities in some other organisations, maybe even into the NRL or perhaps cricket, basketball, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, look, I don't think anything's out of the question for him. He's obviously suitable for a lot of organisations. Footy's always what he's lived and breathed, but companies in the business world are mad not to try and get someone like him that's an outside thinker and a doer as well.
Maybe he could take up, I don't know, plastering or something and try and fix that wall that he punched to the MCG.
Well, that's true. He's had a few moments, but he's a very passionate man, so he's left, the Hawthorn people with very fond memories, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Rick Ladson joins us this afternoon talking about Alistair Clarkson, who will coach his final game for the Hawks. He's actually doing it as we speak. Now, take us back to the 2008 Premiership for you, Rick. I mean, not too much because I'm a Cat supporter, but just in relation to that feeling, that emotion, that whole day back in 2008 for us.
Yeah. It's a phenomenal sort of experience to go through. The hype and everything around the grand final week, the day, family and friends, the fanfare around it. It's just fond memories I've got of that. But, obviously just very fortunate to have had that opportunity. And, now forever to sort of share that with Clarko and the boys that got through that season. It's an amazing sort of day in itself, whether you're playing or just a spectator, back at your farm somewhere. Yeah. It's just grand finals unreal. And but to be a part of it and a successful one is something that I'll cherish forever.
Do you still have the Premiership medallion sitting around somewhere?
Yeah, look, it's in a safe spot. But, it's something that obviously I cherish and know that my kids, when they grow up and understand a little bit more about it, that they'll be pretty excited about it too.
Fantastic. All right, mate. Well, thank you very much for your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, talking about Alistair Clarkson and your time as an AFL footballer. Of course, we would normally have not talk about the female side, Golden Square ladies side, but obviously with the restrictions that were announced last night, that must be frustrating as well.
Yeah, it is frustrating. Any regional, local sport, you want to be able to get out and about and have that outlet and get around your friends. So unfortunately, that's off for the weekend, and we'll have to wait and see what happens for the future weeks. But let's hope it's not a lengthy sort of lockdown or anything like that. But unfortunately, it's looking like we will head into that space again, unfortunately.
Yeah, very true. All right, Rick, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Take care. Rick Ladson there joining us. It's Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.